Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Aaron Boone Report, brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the Yankees. Served to you by Casamigos Tequila. Try Añejo Tequila straight up. It's aged 14 months in bourbon barrels, and it's incredibly creamy and delicious. The manager of the Yankees, as he finishes up his All-Star break, is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Mike?
Good, Aaron. You know, I hope you got a couple of days off. So you didn't have to go to Cleveland, did you?
I did not.
Oh, good. No. So you got a couple of days to relax. You know, if I had told you that Judge and Stanton would have 150 at bats combined and you won 57 games, you probably would have thought I was nuts, right?
I don't know about that, but we certainly would have taken it. Obviously, with all we've been here through in the first half, to be where we are. We've put ourselves in a really good position to have a special season, and that's all it is to this point. But we've put ourselves in a good position and excited to get going starting tomorrow on hopefully continuing this.
Where are you with the wounded that you have now? Is anybody ready to come back as you begin the second half tomorrow?
Voit will be sometime in the next couple of days. Probably won't be activated tomorrow. Might have him do one rehab game. We'll kind of talk through that here over the next, this evening and into the morning. But he'll likely be back at some point this weekend or certainly first to next week. As far as Dellin, Betances, and Seve, hopefully they're getting to the point this weekend where they might start their throwing program, getting ramped up. They're both doing well and feeling getting to that point to where they'll be ready to start throwing, and then, obviously the progression from there. So that's a few guys in the immediate that are making some pretty good progress.
You know, when I watched Chapman close the game the other day, I don't think he hit 100 on any pitch. He threw a lot of sliders. He threw 12 pitches and struck out the side. Is that the Chapman you want to see the second half of the season? Is he now a different pitcher where it doesn't have to be 102, 102, 103? It can be the slider. It can be more economical as far as the pitch count goes?
I think what we've seen with Chappie over the last year really is the development of that slider. And the slider is it's a wipeout pitch. It's a big-time slider, and what we've seen, he really has a good feel and ability to get a strike with it, but also to finish guys with it. So, as good as his first half has been, every now and then when he's a little out of whack with his command, with his fastball, he can go to the slider, and it's a very difficult pitch for hitters to handle. So he can get you out a couple of different ways. We still saw some high velocity much of the first half, but I think it's going to be one of those. I think that slider is going to be a pitch that's going to give him longevity. It's going to allow him to be a dominant closer for several more years. And I think it's a result of that pitch because he doesn't have to just dominate you with, high-end velocity all the time.
You know, when he gave up the home run and had to come back and pitch the second inning, obviously in the biggest game of his life, he came back and pitched that second inning, gutted that inning out with the slider, the whole inning. I mean, so
that really
probably was a day of awakening for him,
No question. And he was probably on fumes at that point and didn't have anything left, and he managed through that inning, and obviously they went on to win the World Series, so.
When you think about the starters now, I mean, are you content with where you – I mean, obviously the Yanks are always looking for ad guys, but as far as where you are right now, are you fairly content with where your starters are health-wise and as far as how much use they've had as you get ready for the last 70-some-odd games here?
Yeah, so, obviously Herman came back last week successfully, threw the ball really well. We're excited about where he's at. and hopefully the, you know, the 3 weeks or whatever that he missed kind of serves as a little, you know, kind of holding his innings down a little bit and will keep him fresher deeper into the season. Obviously, Massa and Hap starting to throw the ball better. We feel like Paxton is healthy and throwing the ball well, and CeCe's good. And as long as we can carve out those times every now and then where we can get CeCe a few extra days, we feel like that really benefits him. And then, you know, hopefully at some point, you know, we add Severino back into the mix sometime later this season. And then we certainly feel good about that. And obviously we know, you know, Brian's going to kind of leave no stone unturned, and we're going to look for different things. And then there's also people within our pipeline that could come up and impact at some point. So we feel good about where we're at. And now it's just about preserving them.
Ottavino's pitched 42 games and 40 innings. That's probably max out of the pen, I would think, off the top of my head.
Yep.
Is that okay as far as overall numbers? Are you comfortable with those numbers?
Yeah, so where Otto, Canely, Britton, and Chapman are, those guys are all within reason. I would say on a pace that's slightly higher than maybe we'd like, but nothing out of the ordinary. And actually, Ottavino's on a pace that would actually be less than where he finished last year with the Rockies. So it's something that we, you know, and I monitor very closely and keep close tabs on. So we'll protect those guys at every chance we get. You know, we've started to use them some in some two out situations. If we get deeper in the game, you know, we've split up some innings with Canely and Ottavino, depending on where we are in the order. So we'll protect those guys as much as we can, but also understand that those are obviously one of the strengths of our team is the back end of the bullpen and getting the ball to them. But we got to be mindful of making sure that they're strong deep into the season and what we hope is a long October run.
Sanchez slumped into the All-Star break. I think his last 45 at bats or so. Now it's only 45 at bats. Any reason for any concern there with him?
No. I think it was a combination of getting pitched pretty tough, especially there in Tampa where they, you know, he was swinging through some pitches. And I think, you know, went through that couple of weeks where when he did get a pitch he could handle and was getting his A swing off, and I thought physically was getting the bat through the zone, he was just fouling some pitches off that normally, you know, he hits out of the ballpark or hits off the wall or something. But I think that's just one of those small timing things that is inevitably going to happen over the course of the season.
You've had a brilliant season so far. Is there anything lineup wise, the way you've utilized your roster, is there anything that you intend on changing going forward? Is there any subtle changes you're going to make? Is there anything you're going to do differently, or is it more of the same?
I think it's more of the same, and you know, as we've gotten a little bit healthier, it's made our bench a little stronger each and every day. So it's allowed us to, you know, bring back Didi, you know, and build him up properly by giving him a day here and there, giving Judge a day as we bring him back as well. You know, with our infielders and with as well as Gio Urshela has played, it's allowed us to kind of pick a day for Glaber or pick a day for DJ or Voit or something like that. So I think when we're healthy and strong, it allows us to really protect those guys and hopefully keep them fresher and healthier throughout the year and later into the year.
Aaron, would you like to settle on a lineup as you hit the postseason, or are you comfortable just being the same flexible way you've been all year with this lineup? The way would you be comfortable doing that in the postseason the same way?
Yeah, and obviously, you know, when we get to that point, you know, if you know, obviously, you'll know the guys we're going into the postseason with. It might be a little bit more consistent. Now it might vary right-handed, left-handed, who we're facing that day, and maybe how we split some guys up. But I'm comfortable in trying to be as smart as we can with lining those guys up so that we, you know, in keeping in mind the an opposing team's bullpen and who they might have down there, and trying not to give people easy lanes to go through certain parts of our order.
Who is your best defensive first baseman on the roster?
I mean,
who would you be comfortable with in a big spot? I mean, do you worry about first base defense at all with any of these moves you make, or not at all?
No, because I think Edwin Encarnacion can play it plenty well. Same with Luke Voit, and Luke Voit continues to get better at the position. Okay. And then with LeMahieu, we feel good about wherever he is on the field, even though that's a position that's, you know, he doesn't have all the experience, but he's such a good defender that you don't really worry about it. So, no, I don't really worry about that much first base.
Do you expect, though, do you expect Didi to play every day in the postseason rather than move guys around at that point? Do you want to go, like, will we see, like, the regular, if they're all healthy, will the regular guys be in there every day, or are you going to be more flexible with that because you've been that way all year?
If our bench is sitting there with a guy like Gio Urshela, you know, there might be certain times for them to where they do get in the lineup if we're entirely healthy. So it's hard to predict it exactly, but a guy like Didi, yes, I expect to be in there every day.
And let's be honest, Gaudy has showed you that he still wants to be a part of the team, you know?
He sure has.
You know, every time everyone goes to say, it's time to sit Gaudy down, he says, I got a different idea, guys. With 15 home runs this year,
yeah.
He's showed that there's a little life in the old guy, you know?
Yeah, and you know, I think sometimes we dismiss how good a defender he is. And
he's a terrific defender, yeah.
That is, like, you know, yeah. We kind of give it lip service, but, like, to have a premium defender playing out there like him, it's a huge deal. Now you couple it with the fact that he swung the bat so well, he's been a very valuable player for us in the first half.
He really has. He's had, you know, he had a pretty good first half. He struggled sometimes, but he showed. I mean, 15 home runs is a heck of a first half for him.
Yeah, no question about it. And,
you know,
and to give us a little bit of a presence, you know, obviously putting them down in the order anywhere from, you know, 6th, 7th, but a lot of 9th when we're fully healthy, to give him as kind of that double leadoff hitter with the power he's provided at the bottom has been huge.
And you know, you're waiting for Judge to break out, too. You can almost see that it's going to come soon. You know, I thought it started, and then it starts and stops. But I just think you're going to see him go on a tear here in the second half of the year.
I agree. He's too good a player. And, you know, and he tends to like when it gets real thick, too. And that's something you love about him, too. But, yeah, as long as we keep him healthy and strong, he should have a big second half for us.
Have you, I mean, because you've been so successful moving the guys around as much as you have, it's almost hard to break that, right? I mean, because it's been so successful for you. It really has. I mean, you, utilizing all these different people, it really has worked out that well.
Yeah, but Mike, the thing is, with the bench being small now, you know, when we're at 13 pitchers, so it's three guys on a bench. It's really easy to kind of keep them all, and with Romine being the backup catcher, so you're talking really two bench spots. It's kind of easy to keep those guys as regular players, and also, you know, keeping everyone else as their everyday player, but just mixing in a day here and there. So I think it's kept them really sharp and really strong by being having that flexibility.
Your bullpen is one of the few that has not faced, you know, not fallen apart this year the way bullpens have everywhere. They've all crashed and burned. Yours is deeper and probably better, but you also haven't had that. You've been able to get a really top performance out of your pen this year. I'm sure that's something that you got to feel is one of the biggest things that's happened for this team. But do you feel as confident about everybody as you did? You know, do you expect to get the same kind of performance out of the guys that you got so far this year? Because you really have gotten a very consistent performance out of your bullpen.
Yeah, I do. They've all been really good. And they've, you know, whatever little blow-ups we've had, for the most part, when it's come down to winning games, our guys have been really good at locking it down. And now, you know, I think with our starters being a little more healthy, you had Chad Green back into that mix, especially with his ability to pitch multiple innings on given days as kind of a bridge to the back end. And then hopefully at some point, if we do get Dellen back, it's a group we obviously feel great about, but and also a group we know we got to make sure we protect and take care of as well.
So what's your thoughts overall as you, I mean, how do you feel about your club right now as you start the second half? I mean, you had a great first half. Your team's got a comfortable lead. You have to be feeling pretty good about things right now, right? I mean, I'm sure there's nothing that's really bothering you that much.
Yeah, I I've told this to our guys and told them right before we left. It's, you know, you guys have put us in a position to have a special season, but that's all it is to this point. And we've got some unfinished business. And guys, I think, have a really good frame of mind and are really focused and understand what's ahead of them and how important it is. And it's time to go get it. So we're looking forward to getting back after it, and I know the guys are as well.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's been considering the injuries and everything, it has been a remarkable season. It really has. I mean, you've gotten very few guys have let you down, and you've gotten so many big hits. I mean, it's amazing. Even last week in Tampa, how many big hits you got from so many different guys, even Hicks 2 days in a row with the home runs. I mean, so many different guys have done it for you this year.
Yeah, and I give the guys a lot of credit, but Marcus and PJ are hitting guys that have done a really good job of just every day, just, you know, grilling in the plan and the focus for that day and being locked in on the different pitchers we're going to face and not giving at bats away. I feel like the guys have done a really good job of that, you know, kind of everything matters and we're never out of a game and guys sense that and they've done a great job to this point, but we got a long way to go.
Yeah, you do, and obviously, you know, you want to win a division title. You don't want to be fooling around with the wild card, so you want to be able to put this away and run away with this division as much as you possibly can, right?
No question. Yeah. That's the first goal.
Yeah, and obviously, and it's been, like I said, it's been a wonderful first half. It's been, you know, your team has had so many great performances. I mean, from LeMayu all the way down. I mean, especially him. You know, when you think about it, for a guy to come to a team, a new face, and play like that, what a first half, huh? Just a remarkable first half.
He's everything we could have hoped for, not only between the lines with how valuable he's been defensively and offensively, but I think just a different element he's brought to our club, and guys love him. He's become, in a way, one of the leaders of our team and how he goes about things, and guys kind of gravitate to the way he kind of works every day, and we're lucky to have him.
No question. All right, thanks, Aaron. Good luck the rest of the way. We'll talk to you. Thanks.
All right, appreciate it, Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.